Rachel, I think we have established that you are a casual fan of professional sports teams, yes?
I am, yes, in general, pro sports. If they happen to be on and I'm trapped in a room and there's no one else to talk to and Kurt Rambis or Robert Parrish is playing, I'll watch, which signals that I haven't watched in a very long time.
But will you watch sports movies?
Sports movie? Yeah, I like some sports movies.
Okay.
Mighty Ducks. Is mm-hmm. that a sports movie?
Yes, it was. No, that was a touching documentary about avian flight. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll describe a sports flick to you, and then you tell me when you would press stop on the DVD because it gets too cliche.
Okay.
Okay, you got a pro hockey team from a gritty, hardworking town. Let's even say a steel town. The arena is falling down because it was originally built to house a light opera company. Anyway, the team is great in the 90s. They win a title. Then their head coach gets cancer.
Oh, stop. Pause.
Stop. Well, I got to keep going. The head coach dies, but that inspires the team. They win another title. But right after that, their best player gets cancer.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Stick with me. He beats cancer. He makes a comeback. He's still the best player in hockey. The team is great, but management is so awful. The team files for bankruptcy.
No.
But the best player, the one I talked about.
The cancer guy.
He's now retired, but he buys the team.
Of course he
and
does.
And he suits up again.
Stop.
And in his late 30s, he's still great.
I do not believe you.
It is all true. The team is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
No,
they
I'm
are
serious?
Now in the Stanley Cup Finals. It really happened.
Wow, I would be a fan of that team just because of that narrative.
Well, we have someone here who is a fan of that team. His name is Derek Rocco from the Penguins fan blog, Pens Blog. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great. Did I leave any of the big chapters out of Penguins
history?
I
was just thinking, like, you pretty much summed up my entire life for the last 10 years, so that was very well done. I mean, we say it all the time, and it almost gets old, that we always say that, you know, the Penguins were like a movie, so you did a very, very good job.
That's amazing.
How bad was it in the 90s when the team declared bankruptcy? Were the Penguins fans all bereft?
Oh, it was bad. It was a really negative situation because, you know, all the while it kind of coincided with you know, the kind of demise of the entire league, mm-hmm. you know, in 1998, you know, the Penguins were still making the playoffs and everything was still good, but it was kind of one of those things where you didn't see it really happen until all of a sudden you picked up the newspaper the next day and you saw that, you know, the Penguins were filing for bankruptcy. It all started in, like, November of 1998, and it kind of just kept getting worse, and what? Everything just fell downhill.
Did Mario Lemieux, he was the player we were talking about, the great player, did he really save them in terms of financially? I know he's one of the best players in NHL history.
Yes, absolutely. He what happened was Howard Baldwin, who owned the Penguins, he shouldn't have been allowed to own a Dairy Queen, let alone a professional sports franchise, and he ended up owing Mario Lemieux a substantial amount of money, and Lemieux became one of the main creditors or debitors on the team. And, you know, what happened was the Penguins filed for bankruptcy, and Lemieux wasn't going to get paid. So he stepped in and said, you know, I will pay off all the creditors and debitors, you know, including myself, if you let me buy this team and save them. So, you know, without him, they were definitely gone.
Was it all uphill from there until today?
No, it wasn't. It was actually a long course from there. I mean, he did prevent the Penguins from moving, but an arena deal really, really was the issue that remained. The Penguins still weren't competitive enough. They had to sell off one of their best players, a guy named Jaromir Jagr, who plays in New York. I'm sure you guys have heard of him.
That's what happens when the outlying communities can't afford someone. The big New York team drops in.
Exactly, and then they traded him to Washington, but he ended up in New York. But I mean, it's the same deal, and it was a complete disaster.
By the way, isn't that what happened to Jennifer Beals at the end of Flashdance? Another Pittsburgh girl. Oh, let's just do this. Let's fast forward to today because it's an amazing history. But the team today, how did they assemble those guys? And tell me a little bit about him. Them.
Sure. They were able to draft Sidney Crosby. They really, it all started with Marc-Andre Fleury. Because the Penguins weren't good, they were able to use some draft picks. They got Marc-Andre Fleury. The very next year, they were able to draft Evgeny Malkin from Russia, who's, you know, an incredible player. And then it all came kind of full circle, and the final missing piece kind of came in when Sidney Crosby, when they won the rights to the NHL lottery to win Sidney Crosby.
And I know you guys love him, but objectively, you can't be objective. That's kind of the point. But how good is this kid who's, what, not even 21, and how good can he be?
It's hard to believe. I mean, he's younger than all of us, and I mean, we're just in awe of him. And he plays like he's you know, he's 35 and he's played all his life, and he's just so focused, and it's just unbelievable to see somebody, and no matter what profession they do, to be as good and focused as he is in his, it's truly an incredible experience for everybody, for a fan base that has just been, we've been blessed with a lot of stars, but, you know, Crosby's just, he's in a class of his own.
And now that the arena is going away, are you nostalgic for this old place that, like I said, was originally built to house an opera company?
Oh, absolutely. In Mellon Arena, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, the sticky floors, the long waits, you know, in the restroom lines. It's the arena is a complete disaster. If you guys were to go there, you'd just be like, what is this place? It is just a mess. It's like an old frat house, a dorm, you know, of a college campus. And it's a mess, but, you know, it's ours, and it means a whole lot to us. So we cherish it, and it's one of the loudest places in the NHL, but it's definitely time for a change. We need a new one.
Derek Rocco from Penn's blog, thanks. Good luck against the Red Wings, and duck any octopi that they throw at you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Thanks. All right. Stay with us. Next on The Big Show, the writer of Recount, a new film about the 2000 election. Remember that one? It's coming up next on the BPP. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.